This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Is the zman of bedika beer of chametz. Actually, the zman started 30 days before the time that Chacham said that if you leave your house, you already have to be bedik. So you see, it's chal. The yanim of bedika and beer chametz already 30 days before Pesach. Even work so hard to be mevaya the chametz, to get rid of the chametz. And we find different mitzvahs in the din of chametz. There's a din bdika, there's a din bil, there's a din bittel, there's a din schaifa. Many, many halachas Negeh to chametz and avada. It's all not to be over the iser of bal yira bal yimatze. But if you look a little deeper, you look in the rishayim and the achrayim. There's deeper in yanim in bedikas chametz, bil chametz, bittel chametz. And the first to really talk about it bariches was the Radbaz. The Radbaz in the Tshuvas, Tshuva Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, addresses a shayla. What's the pshat that chametz different than all other yisurim? We find such strict halachis. We find that it's asa b'mashu, taruvis. We find it in b'dika. Beer, Sreif, Mamish, with all the halachas. Why are there so many chumris, the way he calls it, chumris on Pesach, when it comes to this Isser? We don't have it not by Chazal, we don't have it by other Isurim that are also Bachila. So there's already a tesis in Pesachim that discusses this Shaila. Maybe because Leibadl Inchi, whole year a person eats chametz, so therefore we have to put extra chumris. He's used to eating it. Mashenke Chazer, person knows he stays away all year. So already you see in the Rishayim, Tesis, the Ha'ara, why is there such a chaymer, the chametz of matzah? I've added those that learned in yeshivas, spend time on that tesis when they learn that tesis. But the Radbaz goes through a ganze sugya of chametz b'mashu. And at the end he comes out that there's only one explanation to it all. I've added if this was a halachish here, I would go through the beginning of the Radbaz. But the Radbaz comes out l'maskan and he says that it has to be Valkein ani seimich al mash amr Chazal b'midrashis. That I'm seimich on what the Chazal say in the midrashim. Ki chametz bepesach remez liyetzahara. As he said to Radbaz, that there's no other explanation. He went through all the inyanim. Why such a chumra on Pesach? And he says it's got to be. Because there's a deeper meaning to chametz on Pesach, and that is Yetzahara. V'hu sar shebi'isa, and that's the leaven, the sar. V'lachein garesh yigaresh eisa adam mi'alav v'yachapes alav kechal meva'isa machshevesa. That with learning an inyan of beer, it's not only the physical beer. But there's a beer in your entire mind, in all the corners of your being. Azei zok de Radbaz. You got to search. Afilu kol shulei batel. Narei ze emes v'nachin. Shailus etshuvus Radbaz. Simin tav kuf v'ze yirlosh narei ze emes v'nachin. That there is no other way, because if you want to be mefalpel, it could come out that there's not such an explanation to all the chumras of Pesach. And it's interesting, my father always showed me, there's a lashon of a rush, Chumris hanashim bePesach ain lo kates. It has no mamish. It's to such an extent. There's a whole kreis in Avidin that have such chumris that are not even brought down in Shulchan Aruch. An efsher, a maybe, a marveis, ken zayin, a touched, and everything. And the answer is this Radbaz. Zot the Radbaz is because of the Yetzirah. So if you look at the Chida in his Haggadah, Simchas HaRegel, he says exactly the way I spoke out the Radbaz. He says, if you look, the Radbaz found no other way to explain Chametz on Pesach. And Hutzchach, Lismay Chatzmay LaRemes, Ki HaChametz Remes LiYetzahara. Therefore, there's so many different Chumris, what's Negeah to it. Then the Chida says something interesting. So therefore, we find an inyan of Sreifa, the Sreifa of Chametz. Ein bi chametz ela sreifa. Why? What's wrong with zayre mefarer l'ruach? What's wrong? And radach is tchmofush and mishnayis and gemaris. I'm not coming to not speak out the gemaris. But was liegt in dem zakt de chida? Kleimar ein lei takane li yetzahara ere le sarfei be'eish ha-teira. As is zakt de chida. That when you go and you burn the chametz, it has a shaychus to burning it through Torah, which will emit Hashem, discuss a little bit further in the shir, the role that Torah plays in the inyan of Emunah of the night of Pesach, and the Bi'al Chametz. We'll speak about it more b'arichis, b'alkopanim. You see that the yesod, the objective is to get rid of the Yetzirah. It's brought down in the Arizal, it's Yedua. Atarilza said, whoever is nizar mimashu chametz on Pesach, muftach loy shelo yechte kol hashana. Interessant. Muftach loy shelo yechte kol hashana. Pshat, because avada, like we're speaking over from the Radbaz, that brings from Midrashim, that it's the Yetzirah. So if someone cleans out the Yetzirah, he is daf to zay. Memeila muftach loy. He has avtacha. Now, how is the chametz remez for the Yetzirah? We speak about Shabbisa. So there's many different pshatim. The Bali Musar speak a lot about it. Rabbi Ruchim, the Alta from Kelim. So we do the Keteira, so we don't have to go through all the Marim Mekaimis. But the chametz rises. It rises. It has gaiva, gasas ruach. Challah is not a matzah. You look at a challah hatten sich, rose. And it's interesting, Bali Musa speak out, it rises with what? Mostly air. It's mostly ruach. It's not, there's no teichin in it. But das is der Yetzirah, sigas is a ruach, it's gaive, mit ruach. Also, they speak about Bali Musa, the Indian of Tzura. It's interesting, you know, food, depending on what it looks like, that's what it tastes. In the Midbar, we ate the man. And the Olam said clearly they couldn't take it. When it stayed in Pasik, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilcha, Saman, Geven Hungerig. Avas hat been Geven Hungerig, mit Chalz gehat in the man. Everything was there. And the Teretz is, a person needs to see it. A person needs to see it. The way it looks, that gives the tam. The Yetzirah is the Zel Bezach. It can be empty. You know, it's Glusitzach to the Oig. And then as we find this in the Yetzadas, Nechmud Hileinayim, Inyan of Chemdas Einayim, the Putz, the Glanz. Zayd Zechayin Levrach once told me that Rav Avtali Trap, Tzadik Levrach, Zayin Venat Talmud, said a ganze shmuyis of der inyan. But it's interesting, Rav Avtali, from what I understand, I know the Olam comes, they like to hear history also a little bit. I was zeichen from my Zayd to hear a lot of the history of Radin and Chofetz Chaim. He told me that whenever things happen in life, Rav Avtali made a shmuyis out of it. Everything he saw became a shmuyis. That was the shmuyis. That was the sichas musar of the week. We spoke Rosh Hashanah time, that there was a different incident that caused Rav Naftali to say whole shmuz about chet and cleaning of chet. It's not for now, but Rav Naftali once said a shmuyis how Nechmad Leinayim played a big role in the Yetzirah's arbit. Once went to a restaurant. I don't know where and when the restaurant was. Maybe it was a chasen ichveis was a restaurant. And they put out the napkins. It was kaputzt. Rav Naftali sat down. He started eating the food, and he said it wasn't very appetizing. He said his wife cooks better than this. It's for us all the life in a restaurant. And the terrace is about the goplach. The couple is on the left side and that's off the linken side with a napkin under the plate. But the dust left in the restaurant. But the rest is the same. When Efshe Besserinstu. And he said a whole schmooze about it. How a person as glanzach. I think everyone's smiling But today the restaurant, the wife, I don't want to get involved in that. Don't get me involved in that. My wife's food is better than the restaurant, what should I tell you? At least that's what I have to say in public. I call punim. This aveisai became a ganze shmuyis to Rav Naftali. All right? So what's the taich? The plants, the shena chale, svak, shabisha chale, the matzale, das is sa'er shabisa. I saw in the Bnei Yisachar Rabbeisei a tiefe gedank. It's a very tiefe gedank. He says that we eat the matzah, and the reason for the matzah is ki be'etzem hayayim azeh itzeisiyas sivei seichem. So that's not really what the nekud of the matzah is. The nekud of the matzah is ki gashem mitzrayim layachlu l'smameya, to remind us that it was a matzah. Yeah, zakter. Why would the Torah be madgish? The Haitzesi. Where do you see the Haitzesi in the matzah? Samad, it's around about. Yeah, okay, good. It's a chagut ha'ara. It's not the exact, direct reason. He says, when you have a matzah, what you put into it, that's what it is. Flour and water, and it comes out the way it comes out. Then the baking matzahs by Gracie Eden. They didn't know how to bake the matzah. Today, everything is with the mahalach. It's a beautiful round matzah. You should see what the matzahs looked like. Quarters, halves. It had no tzura whatsoever. Because that's how they needed the dough. That's how it was. What you put into the matzah, thus is the matzah. Hashem came by chametz. It rises on its own. It's not what you put into it that it remains. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we were taught emuna, and that is asida balabas. Und der balabas was sagt und was tut azay vet zayn. All the kleh, the mazalis, the keiches of Mitzrayim, the superpower of Mitzrayim, had gone nish geholfen. Tavas, weil der balabas hat azay gewollt. Matzah is, it is what it is. That's what it is. There is nothing that could rise it or make it that it should have extra external. And Elzat, I mentioned Leben is the Zelbezach. The main Tevetabin, he'll have something unique. Mazel, get lucky. As the Eibish Devil, Zal Zayn Azoy, Vet Zayn Azoy. And thus is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah ret ein der Mensch. Nit zu haben der Amunen bitachen in Balabas. As I said, the Bnei Yisachar. Satifi gedank habay say bakal panim. What do we see from all this? That der inyan from the Chametz. Und lehepich the Matzah, so we're going to speak from the Goyen. Is this Nekuda, Rabbi? The Nekuda of to pinpoint the Yetzirah. So we'll say interesting from the Goyen. Do you know the chilik between the matzah and the chametz? It's a one-letter difference, and not even a full letter. It's just a ches and a hey. The Goyen speaks about it. the difference between chametz and matzah. It's the same letters. It's just a ches. If you break the ches a little bit, zakhtel gayin, you got a hay for chametz for matzah. And we'll speak a little bit later about this. So the idea of the chametz in the se'er shebi'isa is a very fine point. It's a very small nafkamina. Mitzvah Hashem will talk from the Rishonim, the Achronim, what this nafkamina is. I saw that the Chida, in his Agad, the Simchas HaRegel, says that when you say Kol Chamira v'Chamira Dika Bershusi, not only the Chamira, the Chametz, but you have to also be Mechavin, the Yitzharis. And he has it in the nusach of the actual Kol Chamira. He says like this: Kol Chamira Raimes Gamkin Abitul Sar Shabisa Husatin Hu Yetzahara. Kol Min Sa'er Vedasa Yetzahara De Ikabir Shusi. I want to be Mevatel all the types of Sa'er, all the types of Yetzaharas that I have inside me. Ben Abba Machmas Achayme. You never know, you have maybe past debts from different Gilgulim also, and you can't even reach them because you don't even know how to get to them. That I felt it, that I know. And sometimes it's the loy chazite, Rabbi say. A lot of the times, the Yetzirah, you don't even know. You don't even realize yourself the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the Chazak Kunstmacher. And he convinces a person, Amal, the rest of Chametz Behem is his matzah. Many times we've spoken over from the Katzke. But the Katzke says over that Pnina was Niskavim L'Shem Shemayim when she heard Chana. She used to be mitzayah her. Zok the Gemara, Pnina afi l'shem shemayim niskavim. She was in Cham. What's the kavana l'shem shemayim? L'shem shemayim was she should daven. Like this, she'll be hurt, and if she's hurt, she'll daven, and she'll have her children. Zok the Katzke from Vanin Feisman, Efshemisht from Vanin Feisman, Asigiven L'Shem Shemayim. Now the Yemis Abadis Chazal know, and it's Mahalim Misinai, and it's not a Shaila on the Drasha, but the Musar Shaboy Zok the Katzke. What's the Pshat? Upton Hazazach. It can only be as Mitrachtas L'Shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim, it's a mere the Katzke Vat. A mensch can upton, he could hurt his friend in such a way. And what were the einish for Pnina? Gefel chayinshim she had Pnina. Chazal tell us what her einshim afterwards were. This is Rabbi say the chazite, the loy chazite. We live a life where people are confused. People are confused. They never know what's called Yetzer Hara and what's called Yetzer Tov. You know, Rabbi Say, I just want to show you over, I say over the story a lot, and I want to repeat it. You know, even the Pesach, Rabbi Say, Kenvena Yetzer Hara Echet. Kenvena Yetzer Hara. The Pesach could become that we use the Pesach to hurt other people, to bother other people. Machen problemen. Was del Pesach? Amal safilu de mitzvahs from the Pesach. You can make such a lachatz. I want to tell you ma'isa for Reb Shlomo Zalman Obach. Sech tzadik levracha. Heiliger Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's brought down in his halicha shlomo in his sefer halacha. So therefore, I know it's an emes of ma'isa. But someone once came to Reb Shlomo Zalman. And he asked about Bedikas Chametz that he has to do in his mother's house. This, here, there, is he Mechuyev? Reb Shlomo Zalman looked at him and said, you make Bedikas Chametz not more than 20 minutes in your mother's house. That's it. Gich, that, over there, you don't have to make Bedikas Chametz. There, you don't have to do it. Here, cooked the fem. Why not? Don't forget, that's Israel and Bnei Brak. People do B'dikas Chametz for hours and hours and hours. Zakta, you're doing B'dikas Chametz by your mother. Why? Her husband passed away. She's an almana. So you're coming to do B'dikas Chametz there. Zakta Heilgel Reb Shleim Zalman Obach. When you do B'dikas Chametz, she reminds herself how her husband did B'dikas Chametz. It's not fair to her. So just do B'dikas Chametz. Gich, gich, gich. Move on. Here I say, this is the places for an Adam Gadol. The places for an Adam Gadol. You know, Rabbi say, there's another thing. Birchas Ilan is a Nacha Meisef from Reb Shleim Zalman. It's brought down in the Svarim. It's done Indian to have Birchas Ilanis on two. Mine Ilanis. Reb Shleim Zalman used to do it on one. In the front of a yard of a house, he used to do it on one. So one of the Talmidim walked over to him and said, Rabbi, Svat Gebracht, Lechatchila, you should have two. Down the block, there's another two trees that you could do the Birchas Ilanis on. You should have two. He said, no. I'm doing it here. Why? He says, look through the window. See that lady there? She's an almana. She has such hana that I come to do Birchas Ilanis on her tree. So I do it on her tree. I go every year. Trust me, I know I could do it on other trees and there's other places. He says, I know every tree, every yard in Beit Vagan. He says, I know. This Rabbi Sai is when you understand the chilek tzivishin yetsa toiv and yetsa hara, the chazite or the loy chazite. Memela, what do I ask the Eibishter or the loy biarte that dayin loy shafti b'tshuva? Let's say something which I was not nevayer, I didn't do the tshuva yet. Liftel the lehevik asher lo yasi b'lachitain. I ask the Eibishter to help me, says the chida. Rabbi Yishim, you help me in the avoda against this Yetzirah. It's not an easy thing to fight the Yetzirah. It's nish kipash tezach. When I'm all veisich nish, v'as is der Yetzirah, and v'as is nish the Yetzirah. Zab techida, betech the Rabbi Yishim le'elam, v'lehavi, bat, lifta v'lehavi, ka'afra, da'ar. V'as fregin akasha Rabbi Yishim, if chametz is so bad, and chametz is Yetzirah, so why is it mutter all year? Let's take the chametz and let's get rid of it all year round. Chametz in the Beis Hamikdash, taka chametz is us all year. We don't make chametz, we don't make menachas from chametz. Why, if chametz, the way the Rishonim are telling us, is a shayla of Yetzirah, so let it be us all year. You know who asked this kasha? Chazal in the Zayah. There's a Zayah in Parshas Tetzaveh. Zakta Zayah. It's a mashal. Someone, a king who has a bas yechida, she's not well, and she needs to get a refuah. So she doesn't have to consistently take the refuah. You take 7 days of antibiotics, and you're always geheld for a ganze year. Zakta Zayah. Azay is the zelbe zach of Pesach. Pesach, Zibin Teg, it's a small period of time. Hilton zach up. We heal ourselves from the chametz. Azay zot the zaya. You don't need all year round to fight. Once, we call it in English, the antibodies. Once you have the antibodies to fight the chametz, to fight the Yetzirah, that's what Arizal meant when he said klav, that if a person is nizar on chametz on Pesach layechta kol hashana, because he built up the keiches to fight the Yetzirah. Interesting, many people, they'll do a lot of bdikas chametz and at the same time they're not going to be baidik themselves. So chayre, you're missing the whole point. Mr. Bura always writes that many times people fast and they don't do tshuva. So tafsu atafu, v'nichu asa'ika. How much more so if a person checks the chametz and chametz and chametz and chametz and busy afanum and aganzi yam et amashu cham, but aganzi pesachim et amashu chametz. And he never once thought of all these inyanim vasvet gebracht klar in the midrashim. He wasn't baidik himself, so. And Isaiah once was asked by someone about an esrig. He asked him about an esrig. So I'm saying the person came to ask him, and here the esrig. Isaiah said it's kasha. And he shows him, here the esrig. Isaiah said it's kasha. Here, it's all kasha. Isaiah got annoyed a little bit. He says to him, are you baidik yourself so well? You know, it's brought down in the Zayar that the leiv, the esrig is doch kneged the leiv. So darf man doch baidik sein dem leiv, darf man doch baidik sein. So here too, we must ask ourselves, you do so well in bedikas chametz, bir chametz, and tzreifas chametz. No, are we so nizel taka to be baidik zich halein, to check out what shabi'isa we have, what chametz do we have? Chazal are telling us, these are midrashim, these are rishayim rapesai, that this is one of the ikrim of the isra of chametz and the din of bedika and bittul. I do want to point out something interesting. For years, I've said over a vod for my zeda. And I never got a good response for it because it's mechudishtik. Zayda flakdibizagin, havat v'chsidish rebis. Baidik at makim shiyade makas. Ashar mevatloi bliboi. What does mevatloi bliboi mean? It's like the Zayda ibizagin, bliboi means mitharts. You know, you get rid of the chametz with such vengeance. Believe me, with a vissel hearts. And he would say to him, with a slabotke knech, and they don't give a slabotke nick. It's like the zog in Iber, hakaras hatev. Where is your hakaras hatev to the chametz that all year round you had from the chametz? And all of a sudden, if a taitus was stuv, you will again the grass to sign it. I was there. That's the mitzvah, and that's what we're supposed to do. And it's also been mashuhu, and thus is gefelach. So over the years, I searched to find the mekor. I found the mekor of the vart. It's a vart from Rabbi Lestolina. Also based on an interesting akhlapanim. But I found the real mekor from Kadmeinim. There's a sefer called Seder Hayayim. Was written 420 years ago from a Kadman. Itamri, I think, is the last name of the Kadman. It's a Kadman. It's a Sefer. It's written the same time as the Shevet Sefer. It's the Shevet Musar. It's that Kufa. It's a Kadman. I'm going to quote you word for word what he says. Why do we say Kol Chamira Belashna Rami? So of course the Pasha Pshat is because the ladies have to understand and then the children have to understand and they used to speak Aramaic and then a Hanami today, the Poiskim say, you should repeat it in English and then the art scroll like this, you know, you're clear, you're good. That is the halach, maskim. But he says there's a tam behind it. What's the reason behind it? Oid. Besides for the reason of the posh, the reason that you want everyone to understand, oid is another reason. The bread is a chashev zach. See from the rebbeinu shleilam. The chalashana anu tzrichim loy. The ein roi lo adam lezalzel bekavod hatzarich loy. It's a kadmon rabbi say. He had the meisa. And we find that if you have design for something, that thing won't help you. Like David HaMelech with the clothing. He brings David HaMelech as a proof. Because he was mezalzel in the begadim. Even the Mazikim would understand it. And they would come and be Makatrik, Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's how they treat the Lechem. I knew the Zayd had a Makar for it. He said it over, they had to have a Makar. You gotta know, it's complicated. On one hand, the Lechem, you have to have a Makar Satay for the Lechem. On the other hand, you have to get rid of it as if it would be your biggest sinna. What are your hergeshim when you do it? See how much the Torah is fodded in every mitzvah. It's a mitzvah from Bir Chametz that the Yid should have such different hergeshim. Not get rid of it. Get rid of it in a certain way with hakaras atayv. Ungedenken, as he done them yetzahar, ungedenken, as he has karas from the nisim and the flois from the Rabbeinu Shlomo Mitzrayim. There's so much that goes into every mitzvah. How much different emotions and cheshbeinis that the Torah wants from us. Akopanim, we see clearly, and again, like I look at the clock, I'm going to have to soon end, that the inyonim of chametz and matzah are avoidus in getting rid of the Yetzer Hara. So let's begin by pointing, enumerating a few of the nekudas of the Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, and with this will be Mekayim Taka, the Bir, the Yetzer Hara. One of the things of the Chametz and Matzah is Taroivus Chametz, even the Mashu. You know, Rabbi Sirashi quotes Ramesh HaDarshan. Does anybody know what Ramesh HaDarshan is? Anybody know? So you're going to learn what Ramesh said. Ramesh HaDarshan wrote a sefer. He was Malakit, Midrashim, and he adds a few Shena Yesaidis as a Darshan onto the Agadis Chazal. And Rashi had that sefer, Ramesh HaDarshan, that's where. And Baruch Hashem, today we have Ramesh HaDarshan. It's a sefer, you could get it. Very few people know about it. But in Ramesh HaDarshan sefer, he says the reason why Taruvus Chametz is no good, because all it takes is a kleinchike shtikale yetzaharale. And it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And it takes over the whole person. It begins with Imasha, Mamesha Darshan. Rashi quotes, Zokta Mamesha Darshan. Tam mitzvah zu lo idea kamatzarch lisrachik madvama machmitzah mamachtim shafilu betaroivis ma'ata hezik. Merubah, even a little bit, the hezek is merubah. Sheyesh boy kayach lahatis laadam laasher yachpeit. You know, I'm all a kleinchke kinale, a kleinchke taivale. It's just a mashu. It starts with a mashu. Could take a person in a completely different direction. And I found in the Chassam Sefer Delia site. By chametz and matzah. Remember, I asked you, what is the difference between chametz and matzah? A small little ches to a hay. So the Goyin speaks about it. And the Goyin says, because in Mitzrayim, we know hay is about tshuva. Because hay means you're able to go through, right? Put down in all the Rishonim. Hay is the Pesach of tshuva. It opens up the door. You're able to find the door in for tshuva. In Mitzrayim, zok der Goyin in Ateres Eliyahu, it was ches and not hey. It was famachta tshuva. They were stuck. They couldn't do tshuva. So what do? We take from the chametz, the ches, and we open the door and we make into it a hey. I say, it's like the gain one day. It's a mefush, a gain, a deres aliyahu. You have to that we take the ches, and the ches turns into a hey. On the meila, we have over here a Pesach for tshuva, it's a zman of tshuva, through the matzah we can do tshuva, v'chule, 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 in Adaras Eliyahu. No, the Ariyah brings from the Zayah already, that the chilik tzavishin, the ches and the hey, is the pinta lehey, the yid. There's a small little yud in the hey. The chilik tzavishin, the chametz and the matzah, the yud, the yid. And they zokta, chain it hey, good. Zokta, some seifer. That the numerical value between chametz and matzah is a difference of three, the ches and the hay. From five to eight is a difference of three. The rame is that the chilik tzavishna chametz and matzah is the gimel zachin that are goyrim for a mensch to do averis, hakina, vataiva, vakovet. So, the chilik tzavishna del chametz, I've got some sefer, they said the chilik tzavishna del chametz, when del matzah is the hakina. What does that mean? I think it all means what we just spoke. It just takes from the Mesha Darshan's Yisoid, a klein chike kinale, a klein chike taivale, kenemim von ashene matzah, und nachim von dem, a greise chametz. Now I just want to point out one more thing, or two more if you give me a chance, Rabbeis. I know the time is late. One more, two more. One of the Yisoidis is Bdika. Bdika means you got to be baidik to chametz. And we spoke bdika from zichalein doesn't happen by itself. Sar shebi isa needs person should be ma'ayin bali musar speak the inyan of bdika yifashvish b'maisav. Otherwise, there is no tshuva. A person could live his whole life in cheshech if he's not mefashvish b'maisav. But I want to go back to the l'oir haner. The inyan of l'oir haner is an inyan of tairah. I want you to know this is also in the Kabbalah. If you take a look, the Shevet HaMusar, which was written about 400 years ago, Shevet HaMusar writes that the Yisoid of Bedikas Chametz is L'Eir HaNer, because it has to be done through Torah. In Paga B'Chama Nuvul, Mashchei L'Beis HaMedj, D'Eir HaTorah, and thus the Chida that we spoke. And with this, I think we could say a Meridik Pshat. What were the Maisa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, what were they doing in Bnei Brak? Sapim, Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kalei Salayla. You look at the Taisefta says they were learning Hilchas Karban Pesach. It's a Taisefta. Famous Briska Rav on it. You see from here that through Hilchas Karban Pesach, you could be Mekayim, Mitzah, Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. They were learning Hilchas Karban Pesach. They weren't learning CPTs Mitzrayim. So you see, you could be Yaitza with it. Efshekem and Zagan Rabbeis Hashenit Dehel. We know the Karban Pesach is here to uproot the Avodah Zarah. That's the Inyan of the Karban Pesach. They ate the Karban Pesach the night it's supposed to be to uproot the Avodah Zarah. They stay clung to the Meish Adash and the Rishayim. And it's to bring Amunah. What better way to do it when there's no Karban Pesach through Eir HaTorah, through the light of the Torah? Emunah Rabbeisai can only come through Eir HaTorah. And with this we can understand something very interesting. If you look at the Haggadah, we darshan every part of the Braisa, Vayanunu Kemay Shekasuv, like it says, Vayanun. Okay, it says it, Kemay Shekasuv, but what are you... You're saying it happens. Just say over when that it happened. When the Torah says, it's mus kumin through Torah. Emunah is through Torah. The Ramban always tells us that all the nisim and flies, it didn't help. They left right away Mitzrayim and they went right back. When did they start believing? Either by Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Rambam says even more. By Yami Na'am, by Matan Torah. Famous Rambam, Loyaminu Boy, they didn't believe him till Matan Torah, and the Pshat is because when it came to Matan Torah, Duch Torah, Hotmin, Ungefangen Gleib. You see, we're late, so I'm just going to steal one more minute of your time, Rabbi Yisai. We know that there's an Inyan of Kibayle Kach Pelte, which means how do you get rid of Chametz and all these Surim Kibayle? The way it came in, that's the way you got to get rid of it. The Rambam says clearly, Ba'isa Isha, Ba'isa Makum, we know this. It's about gebracht that the way we bake our matzis, our tikkunim, for the hysteris that we ran to do things we shouldn't have been doing with the slavis, Kibaylai Kachpelte. And the final and last thing, because of time, because we don't have that much time, the Inyan of Bittel Chametz. Bittel. What's Bittel Chametz, Rabbi say? And I'll tell you what I heard from Zayden Zechayin of Vracha, B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim et HaMaisa. Bittel Ravesai is Bittel Avedazara, Bittel of Yetzahara. Hayim Avatel the Yetzahara. And the answer is Matchezik from Yetzahara. You start to realize, instead of being Mevatel your friends and Tamida Chachamim, go be Mevatel your Yetzahara. Say, you know, I do Yetzahara. Du meinst, bist das ein Kluge, du meinst, bist das ein großer Mensch, bist doch ein Idiot, bist doch ein Dass. The Indian of Bittel, Kalit Sinusa Asura, Levar mit Sinusa da Vaidazara, for was? Aber man darf machen Litzonis. Von der Vaidazara, man darf machen Litzonis. And that's why in Mitzrayim we find that the Rebbeinu Shalom made what? Litzonis. Meleihehem. State the Klar and Pasik, that the Rebbeinu Shloilem went and he said, Eser Shvotim, Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim, gemacht Litzonis. For was darf man machen Litzonis? Von wenn es kommt zu Avei Dezare, wenn es kommt zu Yetzahara, darf man mit Wattel sein und nach Wattel erzählen am Meise. Und mit dem, you know, the Welt knows that Rabbi Chana never really laughed and smiled. And they say because of Azim Al Yitzchak Pinu, he was very serious. Only when Mashiach comes, Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum, Chatzadik Levracha, Shiva Zatzal, Rabbi Shmuel once told me, who was, don't forget, a big Talmud Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Shmuel, he even named one of his children Chani, Al Chana, after Rabbi Chana, a big Talmud Rabbi Chana. He said, it's Geblast Akal Devint Levin Rabbi Chana. That's what he said. It's cold. Chanan was cold. Near Rabbi Chanan was cold. Even once he asked Rabbi Chanan, why, if you're Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim was warm and he spoke and he didn't stop speaking, while you don't talk that much and you're serious and you hardly converse with people. So I heard this in the Zayda, maybe it's already brought down in the Svarim. Hat er geämpft, der Rebbe, et weiß was zu reden. He was secure that if he speaks, only good things are going to come now. I'm not so secure about it. The Meila, I'm very careful. So they say that Rabbi Chanan once smiled. He laughed, he gave a chuckle. They say it was on Purim, in the yeshiva, they put on a play. Branovich. What was the play? What a Milchemes Yisrael looks like. What a Milchama looks like by Klal Yisrael. So they had 30 Bachrim sound stage over there, and two people get up, and one of them gives a drush, and he says, whoever just was boina bayis, hey, go home. Okay, so 10 guys left. Whoever just got married, another 10 guys left. Whoever is afraid should go home. Everybody left. The only two people were left were two Alta Yidin, who was supposed to be one with Rabbi Chanan and the other one with the Chafetz Chaim and Shtekins with canes. And they went to war, yeah, and they win. That was the play that they put on in Branovich. It's a big difference today, the plays that they put on Purim. But this is what they put on a play in Branovich. Okay. This Habes, you'll find in all the Sfarim. Isaiah told me that he knows Klar, Rabbi Chanan smiled one other time he laughed. One other time. When did Rabbi Chanan laugh? Mit dem dazelt a mushel von der Chafetz Chaim. Yeah? A mushel. That the Chafetz Chaim said over the following mushel. He said that there was once a farmer, a yeshuvnik, that was on his way to the big city. He's on the train. And there were a few leitzim over there, you know, chevra from the big city that wanted to have some fun on the expense of the yeshuvnik. And the yeshuvnik from the roof and the yeshuvnik, say, tell him, this is how you're going to the big city. You look like a clown. You're wearing overalls like a farmer. He's like, schnips, a tie, with a suit. Well, what's wrong with you? With that papa hazen? What? He said, oh, yeah, really? I didn't know. We have for you an extra pair of pants, mit a jacket, mit a schnips. We have it for you. These are late, so you hear what they're going to do. You see what they're... Okay, they must have done this a few times. Problem is, there were no restrooms on the trains in those days. So how was he going to So he tells him, I can't change my clothing. There's no place. He says, don't worry. You see, the train is going into a tunnel, and it's pitch black. So you go, when the train goes into the tunnel, they knew that the tunnel was a one-second tunnel. They knew this. This was the trick they played on all the... Kids and empty up the hazen. Talk. 2 seconds later, he comes out of the other end and there stayed up and there stays. Everyone's laughing his head off. Yeah? You heard this ma'aseh before? You ever heard it? You didn't hear. Zayda told it to me. Zayda sat by Rabbi Elchanan, by Rabbi Chafetz Chaim, every word. He drank up every single word. By him, it was. And it's interesting, people don't realize that in every picture of the Chafetz Chaim, Zayda's in it. And even by the Ptira, by the Levaya, with the famous, with the Chafetz Chaim and the Svarim, the Zayda standing right there, didn't miss a second of the Chafetz Chaim, okay? My Zayda was there when the Chafetz Chaim, when Rabbi Chanan said, Chafetz Chaim said a shmuzi, people don't realize. The people heard the Chafetz Chaim's Torah over again and over again. They got bored of it after. At the end, the Chafetz Chaim, the Dalim didn't want to go. So someone once remarked, he said the same shmuz last year. Rabbi Chanan said, Nishtam is elf vertali. There were 11 words that were different last year than this year. Zayda was there. He heard. I heard it from the Zayda. Okay? Kitzel, he's coming out of the other end, and I'm with the Heznar up. The person thinks he has plenty of time. Don't get caught with your pants down. Don't get caught with your pants down. Rabbi Chanan laughed. So my Zayda said, what's the pshat? Look how he fools you. Look how silly it sounds. Look how stupid it is. Thus is bittel the Yetzirah. He's not the grace of Chacham, the Eret Dirayin, Narishkeit. Imagine a person comes and he sits there in the Eret Dirayin to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. What are you going to say to him? You're selling me the Brooklyn Bridge. The dust is bittel chametz. The dust is dal. You say this from the mitzvah, from bittel beer, bedika, and kibaylai kach pelte.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.